Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to what God is saying to us today. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22 and 23. Moses declared, "You must set aside a tithe of your crops, one-tenth of all the crops you harvest each year. Bring this tithe to the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored, and eat it there in his presence." Giving one-tenth of your income to the Lord was a principle established from the earliest days. In Genesis chapter 14, Abraham offers a tithe to Melchizedek, the king of Salem. Moses was concerned that this should now be the basis of the people of Israel's life in the Promised Land. There are two main reasons why it was important. Firstly, it was a fundamental part of their worship, as they brought a tithe of their corn, wine, oil, cattle, or sheep to God, they were recognizing that everything had come from his hands in the first place. Secondly, the tithe was intensely practical. The Levites were not to be given land because their responsibilities were to serve the Lord. So they were completely dependent on the support of others, and the tithe was a way of supporting them. Additionally, Moses said, the tithe was to be used to support foreigners, orphans, and widows. In the Old Testament, we hear about a number of different tithes that the people were to bring to God, and on top of that, they are encouraged to bring free will offerings. People often ask what they should bring to God today. I don't believe that there's any law about this, but there are principles which can helpfully guide us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christians should give their gifts to God regularly, proportionately, and cheerfully. God is constantly blessing us, so there needs to be a regular, rather than once in a blue moon, response. The gift we give also needs to bear relationship to God's generosity to us. A tithe may be right for you, but we may be in a position to give considerably more. And giving in the right spirit is essential. If you can't give cheerfully, it would be better that you didn't give at all. Giving reluctantly is a miserable business, both for the giver and the receiver. We serve a God who's only ever given his gifts joyfully to us, and he wants us to walk in his footsteps. So let me ask you a question. What are the key principles which guide your giving to the church and to other charities? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your amazing generosity to us. Help us to be increasingly generous and cheerful in our giving. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can listen to at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a really good day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.